Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Welcome. I want to greet you and I want to welcome you in.
First of all, hi, hello.
Second of all, hello.
Welcome to this.
Hi, hello. Okay. The Off Book Improvised Podcast. The Off Book Improvised Musical.
The Off Book Improvised Podcast, now with music.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
What a time. We also have Scott Pastorella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We also have Brett Morris. That feeling when the chord hits. On the guitar.
He chooses the chords.
He chooses the chords. He plays like a star. His name is Brett Morris. He has an electric car, which is just a fact about Brett. We've also got Dana Wickens, Dana Wicks, on the sticks, but not doing the drums because the drums sometimes come from Brett's foot now. Brett has a button, and it's a robot, and it's taken Dana's job, and we're not thrilled about that. This is a union podcast, and we really sort of wish this had been put to a vote.
But we are happy to have the Boom Boom Cause back. The Boom Boom Cause had been limited by output, input, the fact that Brett and Dana are in the same room, but...
Dana, the Boom Boom Cause are back. We are Zach, Jess, and the Boom Boom Cause, and...
Dana, we want you to be on the Boom Boom Cause whenever that can happen, you know?
Aw, thanks.
We like making this podcast more technically difficult than it already is. We are, of course, talking to you about half an hour into our sort of like macheteing through the tech jungle that we do. But we're here and we're happy and everything is working and sounds crystal clear. What were we talking about? We were talking about Clay Aiken and,
we were talking about Dana's deep love. She is a Claymate.
Clay Aiken is her favorite band. She's part of Clay Nation. You know, she's checking out Claymation, that Clay Aiken fan fest every year.
Oh, I love Clay so much. I did have an Aiken 4 Clay 143 screen name at one point.
Incredible.
Wow. And for those of you who missed beeper culture, 143 stands for I love you.
It's the number of letters in the words.
Did any of you do this secret code? And also forgive me if I brought this up before on the pod, but like,
I preemptively forgive you.
Thank you so much. But like,
done
in
hundreds of these,
we've done hundreds. When we've done when it was very big. Also, writing on your hand, I feel like, is part of middle school so deeply. You have to have like millions of things written on your hands at all times. That's how you know what homework to do. That's how you know what doodles to draw. They're all on your hand. And you get in the car and your mom goes, "You're gonna get ink poisoning." And you're like, "That is not real." But anyway, we would draw I heart on our hands. And then the number, the secret number of the person you were crushing on by initials or like by letters in their name. So Dana Wickens would be I heart four.
Seven.
I heart 47.
Right, Dana? Mm-hmm. Did I spell your name correctly with numbers?
Yes.
Cool. It would be a fun secret code. Did anyone else do this fun secret code?
Yes.
Yes. I'm so happy because that's a coast to coast code. She's coming from Connecticut. I'm coming from Cali and we're using the same code. Isn't that beautiful?
We're just one nation, y'all.
That's beautiful.
I'm trying to think how much discord there was between, because I had, depending on what grade it was in, all of my friends were girls, or it was a mix of girls and guys. It was only very briefly all guys. And I don't think that group of guys was talking about crushes a whole lot. We were mostly talking about episodes of South Park and like the Adam Sandler CD.
Sure.
Those are the two things that we sort of talked about.
Boys were writing them on their hands. It would be more like in a note. You might be like, "I'm really good friends with this boy. We are just friends. But let me write to this boy in class and see who he's crushing on, because I have an instinct that he's crushing on one of my friends and if I can make this happen." So he would use the code probably only in like a note passing way.
Sure.
Or when you used to have a little profile on your instant messenger and you could do like shout out, like I heart 47, and people be like, "Who is 47? You know, the thing that was tricky for me is my middle school boyfriend. That's right, we made it a fish. Yeah. He was a dead giveaway because his name was JR
since day one. Always keeping it monogamous.
Yeah.
Always. She's off market.
Almost always off the mark. No. But his name was J.R. De La Torre. So he had the most obvious of all time, because it was like I heart 2-9.
Like 9-9.
And there's like no one else who's 2.
it could be DJ Mix-a-Lot, which is not a person.
But most people were like, there were probably like 956s. You know what I mean? Sure. So it'd be a really good code.
A lot of Jane. That's 4. I give up. See, here's what I do remember. I do remember girls in my periphery were doing this, and it was 100% opaque to my brain. could not crack a single one of these bad boy codes.
You had no idea. Walking around with all these people who just had number, just putting it out there. If as long as you could do simple math, they would tell you.
Numbers on their hand. They would, but I couldn't. They were waving them in my face. And I didn't know what it meant. I'm great at riddles after they have been explained to me. I 100% understand how they work when I've been given all the information and the answer.
Yeah, sure. You don't stay in an escape room once the door's been opened.
I like escape rooms. There is a level of escape room, though, that is beyond me. I like fun escape room where it is an achievable level of riddle.
I did one of the most insane escape rooms. I'm going to go ahead and say fully insensitive escape rooms, where you were trying to escape the Titanic.
Yeah.
Okay. Insensitive because it is a disaster in which people died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
And the premise of you getting out is, will you live or die?
Mm.
So it's a little too real You know, it was a little like, this is like pretty dark, honestly.
It's almost, I mean, there is a certain, like, it would be, not to get real dark, it would be wild to have like a very recent natural disaster or terrorist attack escape room. That would be fully bananas. But it's like, how old, like, is a Pompeii escape room?
I feel like that's like, probably fine.
It's probably okay, right? Because we don't know the dead volcano.
Comedy
people.
Is tragedy plus time, right?
Time.
So I think Pompeii is definitely long enough ago. I've talked before. I don't know about this. I think a different podcast. There are slides that I've. How dare I? Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. We can I'll send you the spreadsheet later the pods that I've done. But there's a slide that I've seen at a pumpkin patch where you're sliding down the sinking Titanic, and that's really grim. That's way grimmer because that's like children, and that's actively like how it's just way too grim. I can't believe that exists. It's literally the Titanic. It's very, very horrible. But this escape room was in Palm Springs, and we almost got out. It was only Morgan and I and another couple, and none of us ever had lockers, really. We couldn't do a combination lock. We were like, how do these work again?
Yes, you have to know that, like,
you have to go past the zero and all that.
Go twice in the other direction. And it's a thing that my dad would be like, you don't know how to do this? I'm like, well, I knew for junior high and high school because we had lockers there, but that skill is fully gone now.
None of us had them. I had like a gym locker, but it was not the same. Where like every day for 6 years, my hand knew how to do this, and we all kind of knew it, but we didn't know it fast enough. And that was literally how you escaped. That was like the last thing was doing this combination lock. And they piped in sound effects of like the boats. It was terrible. It was like truly like, guys, this is much too far. The light premise, it's 100 years ago. Okay. Like
if you want to get Leonardo DiCaprio in there and there's a big diamond. And there's a big diamond.
There's a
and
big piece of the, wood that we can't balance on.
Like now we're in a movie. Now we're having fun.
It was wild. It was wild. And I'd say probably not okay.
If you were going to design an escape room that hasn't been done, because we know there's been so many. I'm trying to think of one that has not been done. Like a next level escape room.
It's an odyssey inside your mind. Every clue, a new clue is behind. And the clues don't end when you answer them just so. Every riddle has another riddle, and you'll never know. What if you
but then you go to look at the vista, and the vista's just the wall of a bigger room. It was a room inside a room, and then you escape that second room, and you think, finally, I'm free from this doom. And you go to call your mom, but your phone doesn't work, 'cause it's a room inside a room inside another room. What a jerk.
What if you never escape?
What if you
never escape? A room inside a room to tell your mom she'll think it's great. What if you
escape rooms, we are
moment we are trying to escape this earth, the greatest escape room, the planet on which we all live. The riddle's so intense. Can you forgive the God that put us here on this earthly prison? We're all given a challenge to which we all have risen.
What if you never escape? And that is our welcome speech. Welcome to Infinite Escape Room.
Holy shit.
Okay, so no cell phones can be used inside the room. If you have a question at any time, you can just look up to the camera in the corner and make the shruggy face.
Really?
And we will, oh yeah, that's right. And we will walk you in. Here's a helpful hint to remember. If it's bolted to the wall, it is not a clue. If it doesn't come off easily, it's not meant to be investigated. So
if it's bolted to the wall, it's not a clue, or we shouldn't take it off the wall?
Well, it's both. It's probably
because there's
just
a series of paintings on the wall over there
in the waiting room.
Yeah,
yeah. Those are just for decor, and also actually they're to demo.
I think this thing started the moment we got into this building. Everything we've seen, everything that this speech is happening right now, is a clue.
Excuse me for one second, boss. Yeah. Boss, someone's on to us.
No way.
The first person ever realized that the paintings in the waiting room were part of the clues.
Has he talked about the car ride over yet?
Yeah. Well, he mentioned it. He didn't say any. Wait, let me go back. Wow, that's a really clever thought. Let me write that down for maybe future.
Yeah, wouldn't it be crazy? Clues. I mean, like, it started before you thought it started.
Yeah, wouldn't that be, wow, that's cool. Let me write, that's probably almost impossible to do and would take sort of a next level planning technology that isn't released yet to the public and a certain level of mysticism, but it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, it is. Why you look so sweaty?
Well, because I ran to the back really quick.
Oh, that's right.
And then I ran back.
Mm-hmm. The back. I bet the back is part of the puzzle. The back room.
What? Nothing's in the back but a bunch of our lockers that we keep our personal effects in.
Yeah, it's always a locker puzzle. Lockers are in every single one of these bad boys. Let me write that down. Locker. Harper, you get are you having fun? Is this fun for you? Thank you for coming on this with me.
Babe, if you ask me every 2 seconds if it's fun, it kind of takes me out of it. Fair. So
okay, well let me just ask you one time and then I won't have to ask you anymore.
Okay.
I'm just gonna ask you, just put me at ease, right? Like,
Owen, relax, babe.
Are you having a good time? Are you having fun? I'm only gonna ask you this one time, and then I promise I'll be done. Are you having a good time? Is this good for you? Of many activities that we could choose, is this one you like to do?
This is good.
Oh, she's having a good time. So good for me to hear. I was so worried she wouldn't be having a good time when I brought her here. But she is having a good time, and in that I'll have to trust. Trust in a relationship and listening to each other is a must. Because she said, having a good time. She said that she's having a good time. She's having a good time. She's having a good time. She said that she's having a good time.
It is good. And now you can't ask again. fun.
Thanks, Viv. I won't ask again.
Okay, cool. Actually, yeah, I took some mental notes because I'm more like to write them down on the blackboard in my brain than on a physical piece of paper.
Yes, absolutely.
So I did write down,
love
like,
that about you.
Thank you, babe. I wrote down that I thought it was odd that on the car ride over, there was a commercial for an individual artist named Patrice Lamont. And I was like, why would just a singular artist have a commercial on the radio? Like, that felt like from a different time. And then, babe, if you clock the paintings in this waiting room in the corner, they're painted by Patrice Lamont. So I do think that it started on the car ride over.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that is so wild. That is a flipping trippin. I'll be right back. Blast, they cut onto the Patrice Lamont thing, the radio thing.
They knew that the artist that we had an ad for in the car, they put that together with the paintings in the waiting room. Okay, we may have found the two that we're looking for.
Boss, I can't believe this is finally happening.
Penny, don't forget. I mean, I know that you're getting upset about all this, but remember, that is the point. The point of this extremely difficult, extremely in-depth escape room is to find the people to entrust the secret to. The people that we can trust with the future of this, our world, our reality. The chosen ones.
I know, it's just as big, you know? Like, you can be nervous and excited even about something good. You know, there's such a thing as fear of success, boss, and I feel like I sometimes have it, you know?
Penny, you definitely do.
So many people think about, what if I fail? But that's never been my story, that's never been my tale. So many people walk around thinking about what could go wrong, but that's not my song. What if it goes right?
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 To my
our hopes, but the day our hopes come true, we are often at the end of our rope, because this is the moment, this is the time, and it all comes down to now. Failing you can always come back from, but when you succeed it's like, wow, I'm worrying.
What is
Super Bowl? What do you do after you win an Academy Award?
What do you do if you go and win Wimbledon? How can you do anything else? Isn't your life totally done?
What the heck are you supposed to do after Wimbledon?
What are you supposed to do?
Supposed to do after you win Wimbledon?
What if it goes right?
What if it goes
right?
I just can't even imagine. You're at the top of your tennis game.
I mean,
you win on that lawn.
Sure,
with the
you can still win the French Open on clay. Yeah, sure, you can still win in Arthur Ashe, the biggest tennis stadium in the world.
It's
sure,
not Wimbledon.
It's not Wimbledon. It's not Wimbledon.
They've been gone for a long time, which I assume means we've already started. Normally, there is like a clock that they let you know what's going, so it would be pretty next level for us to not know the time constraints, Harper, on this.
Owen, here's something else I'm running back. I feel like this morning...
Yeah, read me off that big, beautiful blackboard in your brain.
Thank you. I feel like this morning when I woke up, I was like, I'm kind of hungry. And normally, I don't get hungry until afternoon.
I got the feeling like the clocks next to our bed had been changed when we woke up this morning.
Okay, thank you.
That it was later than the clock said.
Okay, thank you. Because you know I took to intermittent fasting like a duck to water because I was like, that's kind of my natural rhythm anyway. And the hardest thing for me to curb was not having alcohol past 8 p.m. But other than that, it was like pretty chill for me because I'm not a morning eater.
Right.
So the fact
you don't
that
like
I was,
eggs.
I don't like eggs.
No style of eggs in a breakfast food is really your thing. You'll take like, eggs in like a savory later food for
sure. That's right. I'll take a sunny side egg over like a delicious bowl. But like for some reason, I'm just not an egg breakfast person.
To each their own.
And so this morning when I was like, man, I'm so hungry. I could freaking eat a frittata. I was like, this
what's going on?
What's going
that's
on?
That's strange. And you know that I sleep like in the Benjamin Franklin days where, you know, I'm asleep at 6 o'clock,
right.
But then I'm up again at like 2 a.m. for another like right. 4 hours.
Right.
Working. Cause like, that's just my natural rhythm.
That's when your blackboard in your brain is like popping.
That's when it's popping off. And so when I woke up at that time, I did feel like we might've been mid. So I was working at my desk, right? I was just doubled down. I was sitting in my MacBook Pro and I was in GarageBand sampling what I think is like a pretty tasty jam that I'm going to try to sell.
Wait, can you play it for me?
No, yeah, can yeah, you no play problem. It for Hold me? On. Let me get this. Let me see if I can get this beat loop running real quick.
Okay, thank you.
Cause you know me that these are all, I'm trying to sell these two commercials, right?
Right.
So this was one for PlayStation 5 for, and I know that that's already coming out and that Sony sort of does. Yeah. But this is
fuck.
One.
A PlayStation one for, 5.
Yeah. This is my sort of pitch for a PlayStation 5 song.
Oh.
Now right now it's a song that only dogs can hear. Okay. Now it's going.
You were loading it so it didn't buffer. That was so
I have
tight.
I have an old MacBook Pro, so it sort of takes a second, but here it is. You want to get in the game? You want to play EA Sports? You want a thing from Sony? You want that thing for sure? You want the biggest tower console the world has ever seen? You want a color scheme of white and black? You don't want that black and green. You want to feel alive with PlayStation 5. There ain't no nation that's as great as a PlayStation alive. Want a PlayStation 5? I know what you're thinking. Head and a gun. You want the next generation of gaming. You don't want PS1. You're thinking I'm traveling through time. That's just how I do. You know that you're not gonna go back and buy that PlayStation 2. You want those upgraded graphics. Graphics for all to see. So much better than the stuff that they dropped with the PlayStation 3. And even though it was pretty good, you know you're gonna ask for more than the graphical capacity and digital downloading of PlayStation 4. You wanna feel alive with PlayStation 5. And it's just sort of like, the whole sort of premise of it is that like, we know you're buying a PlayStation.
Right.
That's not the argument we're making. We're saying buy the new PlayStation. Don't buy the PlayStation 1, 2, 3, or 4. Right. We're right. not even talking about the other one. I'm not right. going to even mention the Nintendo Switch or the Xbox. I'm just going to say, don't buy the PlayStation 4. Buy the new one.
Can I try something over that same beat?
Yeah, hold on. It's going to take a second to load, though. Oh, I actually loaded much quicker this time.
Well, because you had it loaded, I feel.
Okay, that's probably it. Yeah,
this is like something I feel like deserves a commercial.
Okay.
Hey, wait, stop there. I don't want you to miss this. How are you doing as you explore the citrus?
That's great. That's great. And can I just say that what I love about that is that, like, there is no sort of like one company or brand that has rights to selling grapefruit.
Right.
And so that makes it feel like very pure in sort of what it is.
Babe, can I tell you the other reason why I wanted to sing that song?
Mm-hmm.
Because this morning when I was like, why is there a radio commercial for an artist? That's so weird.
That's
and
so
old-timey.
Strange.
And I feel like not
painting,
the way...
A painting artist, we should clarify.
Artist. Yeah, a painting artist. A visual artist using paint as the medium. And so I was like, what else is something that I don't think you need an ad for? Well, one of those paintings is of a bowl of grapefruit. Let me sing a song about grapefruit. And did you notice as I did that, the painting actually moved away from the wall and is a door?
That is a door where there wasn't a door before.
That's a door where there wasn't a door before.
And honestly, I think
I cut a little loose and sang about a grapefruit, and now there's a door where there wasn't one before.
That's pretty good. Now, before we walk through that door, which I definitely want to do because I do feel like you sort of cracked this entryway room by singing that song about that grapefruit.
Sure.
I do feel like that's a commercial, right? That's a product that people want. Doors where there weren't doors before. So let me see if I can sort of load up this track real quick and just hit this.
That's huge.
Here it goes. It is taking a while to load again this time. I couldn't tell you why because we did play it twice. So it's weird now that it is taking long. There it is. Feels a little slower than before, but that's okay. Hey, you got a bunch of paintings. You got a window too, but you gotta go to another room and there's no way to go through. I'll tell you what you're missing. I do implore. It's brought to you by the makers of PlayStation 4, PlayStation Door. Where there wasn't a door before.
Grapefruit.
PlayStation Door. Where there wasn't a door before. That feels very good. That feels
like that.
I feel like that's good. Hold on.
Oh, wait, babe. Yeah. That wasn't your track.
No, that was a drum fill from the escape room.
That was a
the
drum fill.
The escape room put a drum fill at the end. Okay, hold on. Door where there wasn't there before. Grapefruit. Let's go into this new room that we wouldn't see. Okay. It's a landfill, but the only thing in the landfill... Our drums. It's a drum fill. Okay. And as soon as I said that, one of the drums is a door. Okay, so we cracked this room. We cracked the drum fill room.
We just had to say the word drum fill a couple of times. Okay, do we need to crouch down and crawl through this bass drum?
We need to crouch through and get through this crunchy bass drum. Okay. This is like a ventilation shaft? I feel like we're in the movie Die Hard. It feels like it's getting dark.
Dark. Oh, wait. I forgot. When they gave us that pen to sign the liability form, I kept it in my pocket because I was like, this is a really cool pen because it's also a glow stick.
But there's also... Oh, man, wow. Good of you when feeling the consistency of a pen and be like, this is a wobble. Because I felt and I was like, this pen's wobbly as I'll get out. But I couldn't put together what it felt like. And you're right. It was either an otter pop or a glow stick. And look at this. Now you've lit up the room with this pen. Wait. There's a message written on the inside of it in glow-in-the-dark paint.
I heart 56?
I heart 56.
What could that mean?
Now,
this is an uncrackable code.
It's uncrackable. My brain immediately went like, well, it's the 56th president of the United States. And then I remembered, we haven't gotten
We don't know them yet. I love the year 1956. That's the year my parents were born. Okay. That seems cool.
It could be that. Maybe 5 and 6... are
make 11 and
I love 11 7-11, but that would be 7. I do love 7-11.
I'm still thinking.
It's like the parts
are
of my
you
brain
still
are.
Thinking?
I'm still I'm thinking.
To, I'm just writing 56 a million times on my internal blackboard.
Let's keep walking through this and sort of remember the 56, and maybe later it'll turn out to be a really important thing that we've figured out.
Okay, I'm writing it down on my blackboard 1,000 more times. Boss, look it. According to the cameras, they're already in the shaft. And they've
already
taken...
I can't believe it took them that quickly to go through the drumfill landfill. The drumfill landfill is supposed to stop them for a big long time. And they got it, like, immediately.
They got it very quickly. But, honestly, I never thought any person would know how to just sing Grapefruit, Grapefruit to a melody that we wrote that somehow they also had.
It's supposed to be, like, a user thing where... It's for you and I. If we need to jump to the end of the ring, then we can go through the grapefruit passage.
Right.
And now they're in there. This is sort of unprecedented. I actually don't know how to deal with them from this point. I guess we just hope that they make it through. I mean, but this is like behind the scenes stuff. It actually is dangerous in there. There's all sorts of security protocols to keep unwanted people out. They're not even in the escape room anymore. Now they're just going through sort of like
but
our
boss,
private. Yeah.
Isn't that the escape room?
I guess that's the sort of escape room within the escape room.
And boss, isn't that what we were meant to find? The chosen ones who would find the escape room within our minds?
And Penny, it's just like they're incredibly chosen at this point. Like...
I know. We've selected them. They've selected themselves. It's more like, should we just go tell them, hey, this was actually an obtuse selection process for being chosen ones to carry an infinite secret, but...
No, you're right. We should probably just... Wait a minute.
Wait.
Why is this door locked?
Boss... It's just got a simple combination on it. I just, I never had to do this. I never really had lockers.
Oh, beans. Is this an escape room?
Oh,
is our office another escape room? I didn't do lockers. Okay. It's like
yeah,
okay.
We had like a home set of books and then a classroom book and we just had backpacks.
So what a luxury to have multiple books that you don't have to take from place to place. Okay. Now I'm pretty sure that the first part is you spin it to the right.
Also, I like never used a textbook in a classroom, hardly ever. You know, it was
really?
Yeah, I mean, they're lecturing. They're not just like, we're not reading a textbook in class.
I guess I'm... You don't read a textbook in class. Not even in, like, elementary school? No, I guess not. You have sort of, like, work packets.
Yeah, you have work packets. They're doing problems on the board, and they're lecturing, and you're taking notes.
And the textbook's for home.
The textbook is for home. Like...
So why do they want you to bring it to school?
Well, because... Unfortunately, boss, I think maybe some teachers are having you just read from the textbook. They aren't bringing that material to life.
Well, I think if we want them to bring the material to life, first of all, we should be paying them more.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because, I mean, if you want like a motivator in a capitalist society, traditionally, pay people more, they'll do a better job.
Yeah,
if we value education.
Which you know I do, boss. But
I mean,
you gotta still be able to... parse out some better teachers from good teachers, you know.
Sure, sure.
And I think a teacher who's just having you read from the textbook, that might not be an excellent teacher. And I get what you're saying. How do we get them to rise to the occasion? Well, I'm glad you asked. I recently watched a TED Talk from educational psychologist Carol S. Dweck, and she discussed something called the growth mindset.
Okay. I do see that you now have sort of a pull-down board and that you are ready to give a presentation. I might pipe in with a few questions, but yeah, absolutely. Can't wait to hear about this. You say Carol S. Dweck?
What the heck? Let's talk about Carol S. Dweck. Oh, no regrets. We're gonna talk about her seminal work, Mindset. She's a psychologist sometimes. Oh, Lord. She's teaching at Stanford. Now, in the wrong hands, her thoughts can be patronizing. You shouldn't just take them at surface level, they still need analyzing. But the basic idea, oh yes, is that we can determine our learning through our mindset. Mindset, 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 from Carol S. Dweck.
Mindset from Carol S. Dweck.
Most of us have a mixture of the two, but you can be a fixed mindset. Oh no, what am I to do? If you have a fixed mindset, you might be obsessed with validation. You only want that award or A and not interrogation. You're not learning because you like to learn and grow. You aren't happy about the things that now you know. You're just obsessed with surface level success. Mindset, 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 mindset.
Careless
quest. Careless quest. Mindset, mindset. Looks for opportunities to learn. They are always, always trying to yearn for growing and knowing that we don't know everything just by being born. And there's less emphasis on innate abilities. They focus on effort and you growing your capabilities. So instead of saying to a kid, oh boy, you are smart, you instead and say I like your effort at the heart. But it's not like the self-esteem movement that overpraise and led to a generation full of malaise. It's like you should keep working and you should keep trying. And but if you have hard stuff, then yes, do your crying. Because we don't all come from the same background, but we can all keep growing. That's what she found.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mindset, 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 mindset.
Harper escape the escape room? What's up with Penny and the boss? Well, are they in an escape room too? What is this grand destiny that our heroes have been set upon to fulfill? Find out when we return to the second half of The Great Escape Room, the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals. anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
To Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. When we last left Owen and Harper, they were being chosen for some secret in an escape room inside an escape room. But oh no, Penny and the boss are also in an escape room. What will happen now when we return to the second half of Great Escape Rooms, the musical? I heart 56.
Man, I think that sometimes you just need to sit with it for a while and let it come to you later. I mean, look around us. We're in a giant orchestra pit, but all of the instruments are made of vegetables. And you're still talking about I Heart 56. We're going to get it.
All right. Let me just play this oboe that's made out of a leek. Hang on. Oh, this is cute. The tops of the leeks have been hardened into reeds. This is cute.
Oh, that's fun. That's cute. That's fun.
Let me play this
reed
oboe.
The reed is part of the instrument.
That's so beautiful.
Can you just hold it up for me so I can just look at it real quick?
Yeah, here you go.
Before you make a sound with it.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a single sound on this leek oboe yet. Okay, wait, here I go. Wait, hang on. Let me get the reed a little bit wet. Okay, it's a double reed, actually. And now let me take a nice...
What does that mean? Does this mean it's wider or it's thicker?
There's two reeds.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Gosh, actually, I don't know. Here I go.
Okay, that's a better sound than I expected an instrument made out of leeks to sound like. Play that one more time. Actually got some pretty nice tone. Ooh. Babe, you're a natural at the leek oboe. First of all, I don't think oboes traditionally as being that high, but it was like extremely, that was good.
Thank you. Well, what are you going to play?
That's a good question.
Ooh, play that.
Yeah. That one?
Okay, yeah, that
I'll
one.
Play that one. Here I go. How do you like this squeeze box I found?
That squeeze box made out of broccolini, artichoke hearts, and romesco, I believe.
It sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Wait, one more time?
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a black and white cartoon.
Should we play them at the same time?
I don't think that's possible.
Are you sure?
I mean, it's possible, but it's going to take us a lot of practice. It's going to take us some time.
Oh, I didn't see,
I just want us to prepare.
It doesn't have to sound good, just at the same time.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, just to do that, like, I have to get the one, you have to get the other. I guess we could do it. Let's give it a try.
Babe, the Tiffany's are opening! The Tiffany's!
Whoa. We did it. We solved the thing. Let's go through this Tiffany. There's a lot of going through of drums in this escape room.
This is the second drum we've crawled through. Okay. Ew, my glow stick is still kind of working.
It's a good glow stick.
Thanks.
Hey. No, never mind.
What?
I was going to ask if you were having fun, but you asked me not to ask you again.
Yeah, I did ask you not to do that again.
That's why I said never mind.
Well, but now I know the intent was there, but I do know the intent was also there to, like, you know, not fulfill that, which I want to honor.
The only reason I even thought of it is because this is so much longer than I initially had told you we were signing up for.
You know, I'm obsessed with my calendar, and you did have me block out 1 to 2:30, and it's 2:45, but I wasn't going to make...
So much longer. And we don't know how long it is, but it's already 15 minutes longer.
And I'm not... And I don't have anything else for the rest of the day, so it's okay. And also...
And on top of that, we don't know what time we actually started because we both suggest that time has been shifted. Lied to for us.
Can I just ask, Owen, why do you feel that you need to check in so often about if I'm having fun? You know, like, life doesn't have to be fun every moment to moment.
That's true.
That's not your response. That burden is too big for you to carry in this relation. If you think that you need to make my life fun every mo,
right,
that's going to be too heavy a weight to tow. So I can't stand back and let that happen.
I understand that. I guess what I'm sort of... Oh, thank you. I guess the concern is that, like, you still do want it to be more fun than not, though, right?
I don't know. Fun? I don't know. I don't know if I need my life to be more fun than not. I need it to be maybe more content,
meaningful?
More peaceful, more meaningful, more joyful, yes, but fun? Oh, that's too much.
What is a life? What is a life for? What are we trying to do as we spend our days? We're doing it right. Are we doing it right? Or are we caught in a maze? Caught in a maze.
What is a life? What is a life for? Is it for finding a door where there wasn't a door before? Does every moment need to be fancy and loose? Or can we just have a quiet moment eating grapefruit?
Is it enough to be living, to be living? Is it enough to just take every day? Is it enough to be living, just to be living? I think it might be. What do you say?
When I think of fun, I think of frosting. I think of being in a ball pit, having balls to be tossing. I think of balloons and hammock swings. Those are just a couple of things.
But I don't want to eat frosting for every meal of every day. And I'm gonna get exhausted throwing balls every which way. Sometimes you gotta slow it down. Sometimes you got to forgive. Sometimes you got to just lie on the floor and live. What is a life? What is a life for?
Is it enough to be living?
What is a life? What is a life for? And do we need, and do we need to always be scrambling for more? Or can we be living to be living? This room that song led us into. It's
Owen,
just
I'm floating. Are you also floating?
I'm also floating, and around us is the cosmos ever expanding. We're in, like, the universe.
I think we're in the universe, and I think I'm near the Horsehead Nebula. Wait. Oh, shoot. I wish we didn't have to lock up our phones in that room in the front, because I would love a pic.
Nebula.
Also, I would just love a pic of me next to the Horsehead Nebula.
Babe, let me tell you what.
Yeah?
I'm going to look at it. I'm going to take that mental pic.
I'm going to paint that later. Cute. That's so cute. Oh my gosh. That's like freaking season 5 The Office, Jim and Pam's wedding. Oh my gosh. That's so cute.
I have an idea though.
What?
Remember what they said.
What?
Make a shruggy face. Look at the camera up at the upright corner. And we'd be like, hey, on whatever screen you're watching this on, screenshot this. Can you screenshot this?
That's the sound of my shoulders shrugging.
We're shrugging it up. Now we're going to do a pose because we don't want it to be a shruggy picture.
I'm posing.
You're posing. That's a good pose. Fingers. It's not finger guns, but they are finger points.
It's just pointing to the nebula so that I can later be like, this is me saying this is the Horsehead Nebula.
Boss,
I'm trying to take a screenshot of them next to the Horsehead Nebula, but holy cow, did you know they could be? Command shift four. I know, boss.
And
but
now you
just,
drag the box around everything.
No, I know, boss. I know, boss. Thank you. I have to look it up sometime. Well, I didn't know they could go to the freaking cosmos. Did you?
Well, I've never been in that room. I've been trying to get in there a long time, but I didn't, I don't even know. Penny, I'm not even sure that we have a job to do here anymore. I feel like this may be beyond us now.
This is a job for me?
Oh. Yeah. That's a voice I haven't heard in a very long time. Penny, do you know who that is?
Oh, do you know who this is?
A famous artist, some would say.
Some would say. Coming in hot to settle all your needs and wants. It's me, motherfuckers, Patrice Lamont. I'm the painter who knew everything to do. I'm painting that bowl and I put in grapefruit. Grapefruit! Don't want anyone to miss this. It's my favorite type of citrus. Oh no, don't waste my time if you're coming in here with a key lime.
Can you believe it's Patrice? Can you even believe it's your boy Patrice?
Patrice Lamont!
Can you believe it's your boy Patrice?
Patrice Lamont!
Can you believe? It's your boy Patrice. It's your boy Patrice.
Coming in here to tell you know all the things I ain't. I ain't an artist dealing with anything other than paint. That is my medium, a medium you see me on. I'm coming up here to make all these things so clear. Oh yes, I'll do. We have one, two, and dos. And yes, they are floating out in the cosmos. Oh yes, they put themselves in bed, but now they are floating next to the horse head. And I snuck into their houses and I messed with time. No, please still shut up if you like the lime. And I made them shift and I made them come. Because what? Oh, what is this? What's the sum? Oh, Patrice Lamont. Why am I here and what do I want? Oh, yes, soon we'll all be revealed. What is this guy's damn whole
deal? Can you even believe it's your boy Patrice
Lamont?
In this mystery, the answer might be Patrice
Lamont.
He's an artist. It's your boy
Patrice Lamont.
Never doing the least. It's your boy Patrice. One thing I know about Patrice Lamont is when he comes, he gives everyone what everyone wants. He's a designer of art and he paints with paint. But is that all that he does? No, you know that he ain't. He's an experience maker, a crafter of worlds, of beautiful imagination flags unfurled. And he designed this entire room and now he's here to drop the big, big boom.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm gonna make you say, oh,
I wanna tell Patrice that I love that guy. Oh, everything he does, I have to ask why. Okay, you don't like you dealing with light? Oh, yes, oh, well, like James Turrell. But I'm coming here doing something simply like this. Oh, yes, but let's return to Citrus. How do I get out of here? Get out of this room. Are those people facing impending doom? Well, I hate you if you're talking about an orange. I just came in to blast off this door hinge. Now we are outside in the hallway. Whoa. Now you will do everything that I say. Just okay. Kidding. We're gonna do this as a team. All right. Because sure. This whole thing is my intricate dream.
Can you believe it's your boy Patrice?
Did you like my opening?
He set you all free. It's your boy Patrice.
I made an oval from a leaf.
Made an opening from your boy Patrice. Never doing the least. Not to be believed, not to be deceived. He's another artiste, Patrice.
I am here and I have knocked off this door hinge, so now we can walk.
Yeah,
out.
You set us free. Thank you. We appreciate that, Patrice.
Oh.
You designed this and we have been sort of good arbiters of your escape room. I think the two, well, if you're here, then I think that it sort of has reached its purpose, right? These two are the two?
Well,
they're in the cosmos room.
They're definitely the two. Worthington, I could not have picked a better person to leave my intricate escape rooms within escape rooms to.
Thanks, boss. I'm really glad I lived up to my name. Me, Deservin Worthington.
That was a big row to toe your family set for you, but you have done such a good job. Well, and who are you? You are so cowering in the little corner like a tiny doe deer.
That's Penny.
Oh, me? I can't believe it's you. Patrice Lamont, the guy who painted the grapefruit bowl. Huh, that is me and so much more. But Penny, why are you shaking? I'm afraid of success. Ah, yes, we all deal with this. It is best to instead have the growth mindset, Penny, so that we are excited by learning and we see failure only as an opportunity to grow. For what are we if we are not growing? You know, living is living, but really, living is growing. And that's why I grew that entire vegetable orchestra pit, because I was like, what is all of this for if I'm not growing? If I'm not growing the little leek and the little romesco and the artichoke hearts, then what am I even doing? And to have other people experience that and ask those questions, well, that is what my art is for. That and for covering up doors where they weren't before. That is me, that is my path, but Penny, you can have your own. Whoa.
It's a lot, right?
It's kind of a lot.
I believe in you, though, Penny. I mean, you gave such a great TED Talk with that board that you brought, and...
I think I know what to do. I think I'm figuring out my essential truth. I know what is in it for me, and I know what's the trick. I love 56.
I love 56.
You love
very fun riddle for us all because it was neat. She was having something happen within her, but we had to watch and say, oh, I don't fully understand the implications of what she's saying because it was a code. And as a man who loves dealing in codes, I will say that was very fun for me. Life is not about fun, but it is fun when it's fun.
So many lessons coming hard and fast from Patrice right now.
Well, that's what I do. If you can't be an eccentric artist man passing around lessons, what are you doing with a name like Patrice Lamont?
Hey, absolutely fair. So what are we supposed to do with those two in the cosmos room?
Or oh, those two in space?
Yeah. Oh, are they in actual space?
Oh, yeah, they're in full-on space, but they...
Oh, they've, like, transcended reality.
Yeah, they've broken through reality. They have no need for conventional oxygen, gravity...
But we still have a camera that's sort of got an upper right angle down on them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's art. That's like a satellite camera.
Yeah, that's right.
That's impressive, Patrice. I forgot. Your art is really always next level. And I'm really just happy to have been a part of it. And I can't wait to see what you do next.
Oh.
But they're going to be okay, right?
Oh my goodness, they will be.
Hey, Owen? I'm starting to feel like we exist in a separate reality. And I'm loving it, honestly. But I'd also love to get home and have a sandwich.
Yeah. And I feel like, I feel like I can do that just by thinking it will make it so. I'm not really sure why I think that, I don't know, but it's just an inkling I have. I feel like I somehow have changed. Also, you didn't glow as much before in a very literal way. You're glowing now, and I love it. I asked, are you having fun? I should have asked, are you having life?
Are you having life? Worthington?
Bennett.
I've only called you boss.
Yes, my name is Deservin Worthington.
And my name is Penny O'Lenny.
How do you spell that last part?
O apostrophe L-E-N-N-Y.
Oh. Six letters.
That's all.
The end!
The end.
The end?
Thank Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast.
That has been The Great Escape Room, the musical. Thank you so much to all of you for joining us. Thank you to Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Thank you, Brett Morris, engineering the chorus and all the other parts. Thank you to Scott and Brett for playing all the instruments that we forced them to look up with their beats and their pedals and their tones in the moment. We have a live show coming up.
Yeah, a live show. In 2 days, you can watch an Every Place I Cry live stream. Brett's gonna, he's made it possible and he's gonna play guitar. And, it's gonna be really fun and you can get tickets at dynastytypewriter.com. It's at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 7
right.
Mountain,
September
Arizona, whatever you're on right now. I can't answer that for you. I think you're on Pacific, you wild card.
Yeah, y'all are crazy. It's Thursday, September 24th. It is a benefit to for money for the Dynasty Typewriter, which is a theater that's been very good to us. And if you've never seen Every Place I Cry, and because you live in a city where we haven't toured, which is literally every city that isn't Los Angeles, now's your chance. Tickets for $5 or $10.
Doing those shows, and it'll be fun for you to be there watching us. And as we say at the end of every... we don't have time to find out what sound...
Oh, yes, sorry. This was, of course, brought to us by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. And what sound does the Wooden Frog make? We've really got to schedule to look into that earlier on.
Yeah, we will make that a separate episode onto its own. But as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book... If that's your favorite citrus?
Honestly, what is this?
Bye!
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.